Morning! It is Tuesday, the 8th of September 2015. Not the 8th of August 2015, as I wrote on a blog post that I put up on the blog yesterday, which was not all that clever. Unfortunately, it's not August, it is September, and we're heading into the second full week of the kids being back to school. And how am I getting on? Well, there's upsides and there's downsides. The positives are, the six-year-old is thriving on being back in the routine. He had a little bit of a blip yesterday because he seemed to pick up some sort of a virus from being back to school. I suppose that's to be expected. I mean, we encourage the kids to play outside and to socialise as much as they can. We're also very much advocates of free play and encouraging the children to play in muck and dirt and then just obviously washing hands before eating and trying to keep them clean, but the big wash only happens at the end of the day. So we want to try and build up their immunity, but he obviously picked something up in school last week. So yesterday we had a little bit of a blip. We had a headache and a sore throat, but he seems to be much better today and he's toddled on off into school. He actually was in school yesterday because he wasn't running a temperature. So I just believe that it's really important for him to get as much education as he can. His teacher was fine with that, but he was not great for the last hour or so of school. So from that point of view, for the six-year-old, the return to school has been brilliant. He is loving our trips to the library every afternoon after school and a chance for us to sit down, either do homework together or read together. So all of that is brilliant for him. The three-year-old is delighting in play school. I mean, sorry, I've just realised the microphone isn't all that close to my mouth. The three-year-old is delighting in play school, just loving it. At this stage now, I'm kind of regretting not sending him for a couple of days a week last year. But you know what? What's done is done. He's going 5 days a week. And we had a couple of occasions last week where he was having such a good time that he didn't want to leave play school. All he can talk about every day is how long is it until it's time to go to school? Will I get a lift to school? Some days he does, some days he doesn't. The hardest part of bringing the three-year-old to preschool is the walk. It's not that it's that far. I guess it's maybe about a kilometre, if even that. But, and he is, I mean, he's more than able to walk it. We ditched the buggy over the summer, so walking is kind of the only way that he's able to get up and down to school, unless there's somebody around to collect him, but that's unlikely to happen. But the biggest problem for him is he reaches brain overload. He has had such a brilliant, brilliant time in preschool. He doesn't want to leave at the end of the day. And then there's the walk home when he's tired. And he also, his brain is tired. So walking just is too much hard work for him. So from that point of view, the two things, the two boys being back in school is working out great for them. I mean, there's pros and cons, but there's always going to be pros and cons. For me, it's a little bit different. I am having to rearrange my time an awful lot more. I'm having to be stricter. I'm having to be, like, what sort of English is that? I have to be stricter with myself with regards to time that I spend in the office. At the moment, the house is suffering a little bit because I'm struggling to set time aside in the office and do the stuff in the house. I'm working on an extra project this week, which is digging into my time as well. It's something that I don't do very often, but it does take up an awful lot of my time. So I am finding that by the time it gets to 9 o'clock at night, I'm just absolutely knackered and I just want to get into bed and go sleep. I can't remember the last time. Oh, actually, I did sit down and watch some TV last night. I watched Jamie Oliver's new show. And for the first time, I sat down and I watched, well, I mean, I do watch an awful lot of his shows. Out of interest, I guess. The last one, the last series that he had, which was based around feeding your family on a budget. I don't think it was his last one. Was it his second last one? The series that he had, which was based around feeding his family on a budget. The food was beautiful. If you've read the blog or you've heard my reviews on the podcast, you know that I didn't feel that the budget element of his recipes was as sound as possibly it could have been. But obviously that's a matter of personal opinion. But his recipes were absolutely fantastic in his last cookbook.
this new cookbook that's coming out, I'm in the process of trying to figure out how I can get the money together to buy it. It looks fantastic. I watched him cook the recipes last night. They looked absolutely amazing, fantastic. I think this cookbook is probably going to be one of his, if not the best cookbook that he's ever produced. And on that note, Irish food writer stroke TV cook stroke all around good guy, nice celebrity, Donal Skean's cookbook is coming out in the next couple of weeks. And also that's based around the same cookbook, the same, start again, that's also based around the same concept of eating well, staying within calories, keeping sugars, salts down, you know, basically eating really, really well. Those two cookbooks are on my list this year. They're the two that I'm going to be making a beeline for. I think that they are going to hopefully change people's ideas around what's great to eat. And I see that the two lads, I mean, I don't even know them, but these two food writers in Ireland and in the UK are pushing forward with, and I hope that they will directly influence changes in diet for an awful lot of people. I think their two new cookbooks are going to be fantastic. Anyway, that's just my own thing. Obviously, when I get my hands on the cookbooks, I will give you a review as soon as I can. So it's a quiet-ish week for the rest of the week. I'm looking at the calendar here. There's two birthdays this week. They're not direct family members, they're extended family. So my brother-in-law and a nephew's birthday this week. I don't think we'll see either of them. Well, we certainly won't see one of them because they don't live in Ireland, over the next couple of days. And then this weekend, we are travelling to Waterford. Well, I'm travelling to Waterford for Growfest, which is the DIY International Harvest Festival. I am super, super, and that sounds like such a cliche, but I am actually really, really excited about it. You know, I hope you know by now, I am passionate about growing our own food, about eating well, about taking the food from the plot to the plate. And this festival is everything that I love about growing my own food and cooking my own food, all wrapped up in the space of 2 days. I cannot wait. You'll be able to hook up with some of our adventures over on the Sideshow account, because I am traveling with the Sideshow team. We're all taking our recording equipment with us, and we hope to bag a couple of really interesting interviews to put up on the podcast. You'll find us on iTunes and pretty much everywhere as Sideshow or The Sideshow. We're Ireland's only garden radio show. The other co-conspirators in this project are Peter Dunnigan, aka Dunnigan Landscaping, and Brian Green, aka producer or just radio guy extraordinaire. And that's where we'll be. You'll find the Sideshow around and about down at Growfest at Waterford. But I'll also be updating my own social media accounts, which will make a difference, because I've held off on things over the last while on the social media. And with that, my husband has come home after the first half of the split shift, so I better sign off on this podcast. You'll find me on all good social media networks as Wholesome Ireland or Katrina Redmond or Wholesome IE. Take care. Bye.